If you have your Bibles today, open them up to the book of Colossians. It's in the New Testament. It's a small book, but they're kind of, I guess, kind of in the middle of the New Testament. It's on page 960 in my Bible, 980. It's probably not in yours, though, so. This passage, these verses, spoke to me this a couple weeks ago, and the Lord just began to work on me as far as the message here. This is not a typical Mother's Day message. Typically, you'll go to a church and they'll talk about Proverbs 31 and how the mothers need to be this kind of woman and right and all that. Has anybody ever heard a sermon like that on Mother's Day? I don't want to beat you up. I want to honor you. I want to honor you. And I don't like to get stuck in a typical rut. I don't want to be typical. The Bible's not called us to be typical. The Scripture's not told us that we're typical. As a matter of fact, they said we're abnormal. I want to be abnormal. Some of you say, well, you've been abnormal. And that's all right. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. And this kind of goes along with the children's sermon about speaking things. But where do we speak from? The heart. We speak from the heart. Let's read these two verses. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. And I hear you, you're thinking, what does this have to do with Mother's Day? I think it has a lot to do with Mother's Day. I know and I believe this scripture. I believe it. But sometimes I have a hard time living this scripture out because sometimes it's hard to set your minds and your hearts on things above, right? You're in a certain circumstance and situation, and somebody's, if you're a, you know, just imagine if you've ever been in customer service or retail and you've got customers that are upset, and if you've ever been an upset customer, you understand what I'm talking about. Somebody is just there doing their job, and somebody else gets all bent out of shape, and it's hard to keep your minds and your hearts on things above. It's also hard when our own insecurities pull us down to places and make us feel anything but secure. Right? We have insecurities sometimes. I know that in my mind, in my heart, that I'm a child of God. Do you believe that? My identity is that I am a child of God. It stands for identity, ID. Some of you are saying, I ain't got no ID. About what? ID, not idea. ID, my identity. Sometimes we chain our identity to different things. I'm a child of God, yes. But look what I did in my past. Look what I did when I was younger. What we end up doing is we take this chain and we chain our identity to other things. And I almost titled this sermon, Cut the Butt. But I didn't figure that would be appropriate. Somebody would probably get upset. But this is a bucket full of butts. Like this. I'm a child of God, but I've done some really horrible things. I'm a child of God, but look what so-and-so thinks about me. And every time we do that, I'm a child of God. I believe that. The Bible tells me I am. But I just don't feel like worshiping. I'm a child of God, but my past is littered with things I'm not proud of. I'm a child of God, but nobody thinks I'm very special. I'm a child of God, but we're going to cut the butt today. I'm a child of God. But, ooh, listen to this one. I'm a child of God. And I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to do well. But look at some of the choices my kids are making. Oh, man. I'm a child of God. But look what my spouse has done. I didn't even know about those things. And now I found out. And now I'm a child of God. But I'm a child of God, but all those blessings that we sang about earlier, I'm a child of God, but I don't see the blessings in my life. I'm a child of God, but... And we just keep filling up the bucket with buts. I'm a child of God, but. And I think anytime you use the word but, it becomes the chain that ties your identity to your insecurities. It makes it so hard to set your mind and your heart on things above. I'm a child of God, but my family doesn't like the food I cook. I'm a child of God, but I work harder on Mother's Day than I do any other time of the year. I'm a child of God, but it's so hard to keep my house clean with all these kids running around. I'm a child of God, but you see what I'm saying? I'm a child of God, but I feel all alone because nobody else is in my situation. I'm a child of God, but, and we just keep filling up the bucket. But. I'm a child of God. I know that. I believe what the Bible says. I believe that, but sometimes it's just hard to feel it. I'm a child of God, but. And that but becomes a chain that ties your identity to Christ, to your insecurities, and makes it so hard to set your mind and your heart on things above. Maybe you're not a mom, but maybe you're a man. Did you know that one of a man's greatest fears is that he won't be able to provide for his family? And it's easy to say, I'm a man of God, but look at the state of my finances. I'm trying to do things right, and I just can't pull it all together. I know I'm a child of God, but maybe you're a teenager. And you think that other teenager is cute, right? And you put a little tweet on the Twitter. And that other person puts a little tweet on the Twitter back to you and kind of lets you know that that other person doesn't really think you're cute. Right? I know I'm a child of God, but my relationships are just seem to be going nowhere. I know I'm a child of God, but I don't feel very pretty. I don't feel cute. It's tough. And it hurts. We tie our identity to Christ to our circumstances. You see, we have an identity, and our identity really is in Jesus Christ. I am a child of God. Okay? I am a child of God. And that's who I am. The Bible says it. I believe it. But, you see, that but keeps getting in the way. That little three-letter word, but. Today, I want us to learn how to break the but chain. You know, some things just don't come out right. But I want us to break that chain so that we can truly set our hearts and our minds on things above. If we can learn to chain our identity to something other than our insecurities, it will radically change the way we live. I believe there's three things that really that keep us. There are many, many things that keep us from being truly recognizing our identity in Jesus Christ. But I'm just only going to talk about three this morning. I think the three are the faulty voices of my past. All right? The silly, the wishy-washy, the fickle opinions of other people. Okay? That's number two. You know, has anybody ever wanted to impress somebody else? And you rely on their opinions of you for that? I'm a child of God, but what do they think of me? The third thing is the fragile choices of my children. And sometimes we get so, our identity becomes so encircled with these other things that we really lose sight of where our true identity is. So often, these voices of my past, so often we smile on the outside when we're really dying on the inside. Right? And if you're human, you know what I'm talking about. Rejection. Have you ever been rejected? Oh, yeah. Abuse. A sense of worthlessness. Maybe even they told you you're worthless. Maybe that's just something you gathered from the interactions you've had with other people. I'm a child of God, but They told me I'm worthless. They think I'm worthless. I think they think I'm worthless. They ridiculed you. I'm a child of God, but I'm so ridiculed all the time. Regret. Oh, back in the day, I did some things I just can't hardly seem to get out of my mind. And I know I'm a child of God, but all these things that I've done are still going to be there. Oh, they are who I am. You know, they say you are what you eat. They also say you are who you hang with, teenagers. You are who you hang with. All those things are true, but the truth is, you are, who you are is not dependent upon those things. Who you are is dependent upon who you chain your identity to. Now, the truth is, if you chain your identity to Christ, you're not going to want to hang around with those thugs and those guys and those disrespectful people and those irresponsible people, okay? When we allow our identity to be chained to these buts, we lose sight of our true identity. The second one, about opinions of others. Did you know that opinions from others are seldom true? Did you know that? If you ask somebody, hey, what do you think about so-and-so? And they'll tell you what they think about so-and-so. Seldom is that going to be the truth. At least the whole truth, nothing but the truth, right? There may be parts of it in there, but there's always something extra, it seems like. And even if they're true in the life of the person given the opinion, that doesn't necessarily make it true in your life. For example, we have new babies. Okay, we've got a couple of people with new babies. Should I use cloth diapers or Pampers or Loves or whatever the disposable kind? Oh, no, no, you really need to use cloth diapers. That's the best way to go because that's the way my grandfather did it and my father and my that's the way I was brought up in cloth diapers. Cloth diapers are the only way to go. Oh, no, no, no. Cloth diapers, they don't absorb enough. They wet. You need to get disposable diapers. And so these opinions of other people get mixed up. Should I go to homeschool my kids or should I have them in public school? Well, public school has all these benefits. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to public school because they can be in athletics and they can be with all these other people. Oh, no, 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 no. You got to homeschool. You got to homeschool because there's all this stuff that happens in public school. You've got to homeschool. You got to make sure that your kids are getting taught right and they don't have to teach them out of these certain textbooks that are teaching these certain things. And you don't have to expose them to these things. And you can. There's still other co-ops and stuff you can get involved with. This is the way to go. See, these opinions weigh on us. Should I spank or should I use timeout? We all have our opinions. We all have our opinions. Somebody else's opinion doesn't have to make it necessarily true in your life. But these are the choices we're messing with. And we worry about what other people think of. If I'm in Walmart and my child is running up and down the aisle screaming and hollering and grabbing everything off the shelves, what do I do? Do I set them in timeout or do I spank them right there in front of God and everybody? Has anybody ever been faced with that decision? What are they going to think about me if I spank my kids in public? What are they going to think about me if I don't spank my kids in public? And I believe that timeout's the best thing. What are they going to think? Are they going to think that I'm not a disciplinarian? They're going to talk about you one way or the other, aren't they? And the truth is, we're really talking about your kids, but it's a reflection upon you. I'm a child of God. I'm a parent. But these actions of my kids, should I cook a very elaborate meal for my family for supper? Or should it just be yo-yo? My wife says yo-yo. Y'all know what yo-yo means? You're on your own. Why? You're on your own. Y-O-Y-O. So sometimes at our house, it's yo-yo. So I break out the sausage or the whatever, and somebody will have a bowl of cereal, and somebody else will just have a candy bar or something. I don't know. But sometimes we listen and we believe these fickle opinions, even when deep down we know they're not true. But we begin to believe them. We listen to them. I know I'm a good parent. so-and-so doesn't think I am. Maybe I'm not. Am I really not a good parent? You see how we begin to, our identity is in Jesus. I'm a child of God. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I put my faith and my trust in Him for my salvation, in Him only. But there's all this new stuff coming out. All this new stuff that says that there's all paths lead to heaven. But, I know I'm a child of God, but what does all this mean? We get mixed up. We get to begin to pull away from who are, we break the chain of our identity and we begin to chain our identity to all these other things. Just like those dominoes. Sometimes we get built up by all these things. I'm getting to be a pretty building because people are building me up. And I like that. And they're building me up. My kids are building me up. And then wham, comes something, knocks you down. And now all of a sudden you feel like you're just worthless. And you just, because of the opinions of somebody else. You see, our opinions, other people's opinions affect us. I'm a child of God, but they think I'm going to fail. Nobody else in my family has ever gone to completed high school. Nobody else in my family has ever gone to college. Nobody else in my family has ever. What makes me think I can be the first? What makes me think I can do it? They're going to think I'm going to fail anyway, so why even try? I'm a child of God, but they think I'm weak. They think I'm stupid. They even say it. They think I'm damaged. They think that I can't do this because of my experiences I've been through, and now I'm damaged goods, and I can no longer be used for God's service because I'm damaged. So therefore, I'll just remain damaged. You see, the opinions of other people can drastically change your life if you let it. If you forget where your identity truly is. Jesus didn't say, you're a child of mine, but you're damaged goods. I'm just going to put you on the shelf. He didn't say that. He said, I'm going to make you brand new. Yeah. Jesus doesn't say, I'm going to take you and all your damaged self and I'm going to fix it up. I'm going to use super glue and duct tape and I'm going to put it back together and you're going to be okay. You're going to be fairly good. No, that's not what Jesus says. He says, come to me. Jesus says, I'm going to transform your life. I'm going to give you new life. He doesn't fix the old up. He replaces. He gives you a brand new heart. Fills you with the power of God Almighty Himself. Y'all know that's what the Holy Spirit is? It's the Spirit of God Almighty. And He comes inside you and transforms you from the inside out. You're no longer damaged goods. You're a child of God, period. If our kids follow the rules, it makes me look good. I had a talk with my son this week. And I told him, I said, you know, I had to deal with myself on an issue. Because I told Zachary, I said, Zachary, when you drive into Lake Waterville, you better drive slow. You better drive, slow down, especially when you drive in front of Floyd Rollins' house. Because, and listen, I'll tell you what I told him. Because I want them to think good things about me. Has any parent ever done that? I want you to behave because I want people to think good thoughts about me. Well, yesterday or the other day, I told Zachary, I said, Zachary, I'm past that. I'm beyond that. Because I'm not linking my identity to you and your actions. Because you're going to mess up. Just like I mess up. I'll be responsible for my own stuff. I'm not going to be responsible for all of his. But I said this. I still want you to drive slow, especially in front of Floyd Rollins' house. But not because I want him to think good thoughts about me, because I want him to think good about you. Okay? I'm not tying my identity to him and his actions or any of my children or my wife or my dad or anybody. My stuff is my stuff, and I will own my stuff. If you've ever laid in bed crying in frustration because you've done everything you knew to do, your children have broken your heart because of the choices they've made. You know what I'm talking about. Chances are, if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about. In that moment, if you will humble yourself, allow God to impart a nugget of wisdom during that time, He will lift you up out of that muck and that mire. Proverbs 11, verse 2 says this, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. I didn't want Zachary to drive fast because I took pride in how I raised my family. I took pride in how people see my kids behave. And that became an issue for me. And God said, you know what? You're getting mighty prideful in that. Let me deal with that for you. And I had to come to this place where I humbled myself just a little bit. I had to humble myself enough to say, you know what? That's not about me. I'm not going to chain my identity to your behaviors. We will taste the disgrace in our life. We will be dishonored. We will be humiliated, maybe even. And if we're honest, when that happens, we can trace that disgrace all the way back to an area of pride in our lives. Sometimes God allows the disgrace to expose that pride so that you can repent with humility, because that's when the wisdom comes. You see, that verse says this, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. So parents, mothers, teenagers, dads, whoever you are out there, if we will humble ourselves and allow God to use all those situations, not put too much weight. You see, this bucket's getting heavy. Not put too much weight in all the buts. And remember that our identity is in Jesus Christ. It's not based upon the opinions of other people. My identity is not based upon what my children do. My opinions is not based upon all of these things that fill up my bucket. It's not based upon what I did when I was 18, what I did when I was 16, what I did when I was 14, what happened to me when I was 6. Not based upon that. Your identity is Jesus Christ, period. How do we deal with this? Because my bucket's heavy. Brother Mike, you don't understand. My bucket is heavy. I can't even hardly walk around with it. And this chain is thick. I know I'm a child of God. How do I deal with all these buts? I'm going to tell you what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ came to deal with the buts. Jesus Christ came to tell us that this is not who you are. This is whose you are. So we can come, and based upon the power of the Word of God Himself, He says, you can break that chain. You can break that chain. We can come in here, and watch this. One snip does half of this chain right here. Oh, yeah. Didn't that feel good? Didn't that feel good? Is it done? You want me to keep going? All right, we're going to come over here. We're going to take the Word of our living God. We're going to apply it to our lives when He says, you are worth something. Matter of fact, you're worth so much, I was willing to do everything required to purchase you. This is not who you are. Are y'all ready for me to cut this? When we cut the butt, that frees up our chain. And we can chain our identity back to Jesus Christ. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. Guess what? Your identity has always been in Jesus Christ. We just forgot about it. Romans 8, verse 38 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor powers, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, including the butts, can keep me, will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Some of you need to take hold of the bolt cutters. Some of you need to come up here and submit that link to Jesus Christ. Allow Him to snip it and say, you are a child of God. Period. You are a child of God because I said you are. You are a child of God because Scripture tells you you are. You're a child of God because of who I am, not because of who you are. You're a child of God. And all the buts are what other people may be trying to, what the devil's trying to use to pull you down, because he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes that you may have life. And have it how? Have it to the abundance. Because our identity is in Jesus Christ. Attach your identity to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Stand on God's word and allow God's word to prop you up. Because life is hard sometimes. Life gets difficult. Sometimes it's hard to stand up. But if you'll stand on God's word, His word will help you to stand. And when you do that, it helps you to set your heart and your minds on things above. I'm a child of God. Period. Period. Who are you? Who are you? Where does your chain go from your identity? Is it chained to a bucket of butts? Or does your chain go right back up to Jesus Christ, and the bucket of butts has been long gone forgotten? Where are you right now? Maybe you need to come, like I said, maybe you need to come and snip that chain. Maybe you need to come and have Jesus Christ rebuild you from scratch. He does that. He does that. I don't care where you are today. I mean, I care where you are, but it doesn't matter where you are as far as your relationship with Jesus Christ. If one exists, He wants it all. He wants it all. What's keeping you from that? I'm a child of God, but I want my kids to experience all these things. So we're going to go and do this and 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 this. And I'm going to forget about my study time. I'm going to forget about my other stuff because my kids are important. I'm a child of God, but no. Jesus says, you're not going to be able to raise your kids if you're not connected to me. You're not going to be able to be successful with your kids if you're not connected to me. You're not going to be the mother that Proverbs 31 talks about if you're not connected to me. You're not going to be the father that takes care of that woman, who honors that woman, who loves that woman, if you're not connected to me. Who are you? Better yet, whose are you? Whose are you? Maybe this morning you've come and you understand exactly what I'm talking about, because you could come up here and you could fill up this bucket with all the butt reasons in your life. I want to tell you today, just come up here and leave them in the bucket and walk away. Snip the chain, attach it back to Jesus and say, that's good enough for me. Amen. Maybe you've never even had a chain in your life. Maybe your identity has just been you. And you've never had an identity and just kind of floats around, and this identity is just, you don't have one. Let me tell you something today. You can take that identity. Your identity, you can become a child of God today, right here in this place. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today, you better respond. Don't you be guilty of walking out of here saying no to the Holy Spirit. I'm done. I don't know where else to go from here. But I'm going to ask you to stand. If you need to respond, if the Spirit's been tugging at your heart, then I tell you, you do need to respond. The choice is yours. What are you going to do? Are you willing to submit your chain to the cutting? Are you willing to submit yourself to that so that you can reclaim your true identity? The altar's open. Rebecca and I are standing here at the front. Whatever you need, we're here for you. This is your time. You respond as the Spirit leads.